Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. By David Allen. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity by David Allen is a book that provides readers with a comprehensive system for managing their tasks and projects. The book is divided into 5 parts: Part 1, The Basics; Part 2, Collecting; Part 3, Processing; Part 4, Organizing; and Part 5, Reviewing and Doing. In Part 1, Allen introduces the concept of Getting Things Done, GTD, and explains the importance of having a system for managing tasks and projects. He then outlines the 5 steps of the GTD system: Collect, Process, Organize, Review, and Do. In Part 2, Allen explains how to collect all of the tasks and projects that need to be done. He discusses the importance of having a trusted system for collecting tasks and projects and provides tips for creating such a system. In Part 3, Allen explains how to process the tasks and projects that have been collected. He discusses the importance of deciding what action needs to be taken for each task or project, and provides tips for making decisions quickly and efficiently. In Part 4, Allen explains how to organize the tasks and projects that have been processed. He discusses the importance of having a system for organizing tasks and projects, and provides tips for creating such a system. In Part 5, Allen explains how to review and do the tasks and projects that have been organized. He discusses the importance of having a system for reviewing and doing tasks and projects, and provides tips for creating such a system. Finally, Allen provides readers with a comprehensive system for managing their tasks and projects, and explains how to use the system to achieve stress-free productivity. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Clarify your intentions. Take the time to identify what you want to accomplish and why it is important to you. This will help you to focus on the tasks that are most important and prioritize them accordingly. Main idea number 2. Capture your ideas. Capture all of your ideas, tasks, and commitments in one place so that you can easily access them and refer back to them when needed. Main idea number 3. Define your outcomes. Break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and define the outcomes you want to achieve. This will help you to stay focused and motivated. Main idea number 4. Organize your tasks. Create a system for organizing your tasks and commitments so that you can easily access them and prioritize them. Main idea number 5. Review your progress. Regularly review your progress and adjust your plans accordingly. This will help you stay on track and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. Main idea number 6. Take action. Take action on the tasks that you have identified as important and prioritize them accordingly. Main idea number 7. Manage your time. Create a system for managing your time and stick to it. This will help you to stay focused and productive. Main idea number 8. Delegate tasks. Delegate tasks to others when possible to free up your time and energy for more important tasks. Main idea number 9. Eliminate distractions. Eliminate distractions and focus on the tasks that are most important. Main idea number 10. Prioritize your tasks. Prioritize your tasks based on importance and urgency. This will help you to stay focused and productive. Main idea number 11. Set deadlines. Set deadlines for yourself and stick to them. This will help you to stay on track and ensure that you are making progress. Main idea number 12. Take breaks. Take regular breaks to recharge and refocus. This will help you to stay productive and motivated. Main idea number 13. Track your progress, and adjust your plans accordingly. This will help you to stay on track and ensure that you are making progress. Main idea number 14. Celebrate your successes, and reward yourself for a job well done. This will help you to stay motivated and focused. Main idea number 15. Ask for help, when needed and don't be afraid to delegate tasks to others. Main idea number 16. Stay flexible, and be willing to adjust your plans as needed. Main idea number 17. Manage your stress, levels and take time to relax and recharge. Main idea number 18. Stay positive, and focus on the tasks that you can control. Main idea number 19. Learn from mistakes, and use them as an opportunity to grow and improve. Main idea number 20. Reflect and review, on your progress and review your plans regularly. This will help you to stay focused and motivated. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Clarifying your intentions is an important step in getting things done. It helps you to focus on the tasks that are most important and prioritize them accordingly. Taking the time to identify what you want to accomplish and why it is important to you will help you to stay on track and make sure that you are working towards your goals. It can also help to keep you motivated and remind you of why you are doing what you are doing. When you clarify your intentions, you can break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This will help you to stay organized and make sure that you are making progress. It can also help to keep you motivated and remind you of why you are doing what you are doing. Additionally, it can help to keep you focused on the end goal and prevent you from getting sidetracked. Clarifying your intentions is an important part of the getting things done process. It helps you to stay organized and focused on the tasks that are most important. Taking the time to identify what you want to accomplish and why it is important to you will help you to stay on track and make sure that you are working towards your goals. Main idea number 2. The idea of capturing all of your ideas, tasks, and commitments in one place is a key concept in David Allen's book, Getting Things Done: The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. By capturing all of your ideas, tasks, and commitments in one place, you can easily access them and refer back to them when needed. This helps to ensure that you don't forget any important tasks or commitments, and that you can easily refer back to them when needed. Additionally, having all of your ideas, tasks, and commitments in one place can help to reduce stress and increase productivity, as you don't have to worry about forgetting something or having to search for it in multiple places. By capturing all of your ideas, tasks, and commitments in one place, you can easily access them and refer back to them when needed, helping to ensure that you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 3. Defining your outcomes is an important step in achieving your goals. It helps to break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and to define the outcomes you want to achieve. This will help you to stay focused and motivated, as you will have a clear idea of what you need to do and what you want to achieve. By breaking down your goals into smaller tasks, you can also identify any potential obstacles that may arise and plan ahead to overcome them. Additionally, by defining the outcomes you want to achieve, you can measure your progress and adjust your approach if necessary. This will help you to stay on track and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. Defining your outcomes is also a great way to stay motivated. By setting clear goals and outcomes, you can track your progress and celebrate your successes. This will help to keep you motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Additionally, by breaking down your goals into smaller tasks, you can identify any areas where you may need help or support and reach out to those who can provide it. Overall, defining your outcomes is an important step in achieving your goals. It helps to break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and to define the outcomes you want to achieve. This will help you to stay focused and motivated, as well as to measure your progress and adjust your approach if necessary. Additionally, it can help to keep you motivated and focused on achieving your goals. Main idea number 4. Organizing your tasks and commitments is essential for staying on top of your workload. David Allen's book, Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity, provides a comprehensive system for organizing your tasks and commitments. The system involves breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks, and then organizing them into categories. This allows you to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first. Additionally, Allen suggests creating a system for tracking tasks and commitments, such as a to-do list, calendar, or task management software. This will help you stay organized and on top of your workload. By following Allen's system, you can ensure that you are able to stay organized and productive, even when faced with a large workload. Main idea number 5. Reviewing your progress is an important part of staying on track and achieving your goals. It is important to regularly review your progress and adjust your plans accordingly. This will help you stay focused and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. It is also important to be honest with yourself when reviewing your progress. If you find that you are not making the progress you had hoped for, it is important to take a step back and reassess your plans. You may need to adjust your goals or make changes to your plans in order to get back on track. Additionally, it is important to celebrate your successes and recognize the progress you have made. This will help to motivate you and keep you focused on achieving your goals. Main idea number 6. Taking action is the key to getting things done. It is important to identify the tasks that are important and prioritize them accordingly. Once you have identified the tasks that need to be done, it is important to take action on them. This means setting aside time to work on the tasks and making sure that you are making progress on them. It is also important to break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks so that you can focus on completing them one at a time. Taking action on the tasks that you have identified as important will help you stay organized and productive. It is also important to be flexible when taking action. You may find that some tasks take longer than expected or that you need to adjust your plan. Being flexible and open to change will help you stay on track and make sure that you are making progress. Additionally, it is important to take breaks and reward yourself for completing tasks. This will help you stay motivated and focused on the tasks that you have identified as important. Taking action is the key to getting things done. It is important to identify the tasks that are important and prioritize them accordingly. Once you have identified the tasks that need to be done, it is important to take action on them. This means setting aside time to work on the tasks and making sure that you are making progress on them. It is also important to break down the tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks so that you can focus on completing them one at a time. Taking action on the tasks that you have identified as important will help you stay organized and productive. Main idea number 7. Managing your time is essential for staying productive and achieving your goals. To do this, it is important to create a system for managing your time and stick to it. This system should include setting goals, breaking them down into manageable tasks, and scheduling time for each task. It should also include setting aside time for breaks and relaxation. When creating your system, it is important to be realistic about how much time you have available and how much you can realistically accomplish. It is also important to be flexible and adjust your system as needed. For example, if you find that you are not able to complete a task in the allotted time, you may need to adjust your system to allow for more time for that task. Once you have created your system, it is important to stick to it. This will help you stay focused and productive. It is also important to be mindful of how you are spending your time and to make sure that you are using it in the most effective way possible. Managing your time is an important part of staying productive and achieving your goals. By creating a system for managing your time and sticking to it, you can ensure that you are using your time in the most effective way possible. Main idea number 8. Delegating tasks is an important part of getting things done. It allows you to focus on the most important tasks and free up your time and energy for those tasks. By delegating tasks to others, you can ensure that the tasks are completed in a timely manner and with the highest quality. It also allows you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you and your goals. When delegating tasks, it is important to be clear about the expectations and the timeline for completion. You should also provide clear instructions and feedback to ensure that the task is completed correctly. Additionally, it is important to provide support and guidance to those who are completing the task. This will help ensure that the task is completed in a timely manner and with the highest quality. Delegating tasks can be a great way to get things done and free up your time and energy for more important tasks. By delegating tasks to others, you can ensure that the tasks are completed in a timely manner and with the highest quality. Additionally, it allows you to focus on the tasks that are most important to you and your goals. Main idea number 9. Eliminating distractions is an important part of staying productive and getting things done. Distractions can come in many forms, from social media notifications to emails to phone calls. It can be difficult to stay focused when these distractions are constantly vying for our attention. However, it is possible to eliminate distractions and focus on the tasks that are most important. One way to eliminate distractions is to set aside specific times for checking emails, social media, and other notifications. This way, you can focus on the task at hand without being interrupted by notifications. Additionally, it can be helpful to turn off notifications on your phone or computer so that you are not constantly being distracted. Another way to eliminate distractions is to create a distraction-free environment. This could mean turning off the TV, closing the door, or even working in a different room. It is important to create an environment that is conducive to productivity and free from distractions. Finally, it is important to be mindful of your own thoughts and feelings. If you find yourself getting distracted by your own thoughts, take a few moments to refocus and get back on track. Eliminating distractions is an important part of staying productive and getting things done. By setting aside specific times for checking emails and notifications, creating a distraction-free environment, and being mindful of your own thoughts and feelings, you can stay focused and get more done. Main idea number 10. Prioritizing your tasks is an essential part of staying productive and organized. When you prioritize your tasks, you are able to focus on the most important and urgent tasks first, and then work your way down the list. This helps to ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important or urgent. It also helps to keep you from getting overwhelmed by the sheer number of tasks that you have to complete. When prioritizing your tasks, it is important to consider both the importance and the urgency of each task. Tasks that are both important and urgent should be completed first, followed by tasks that are important but not urgent, and then tasks that are urgent but not important. This will help you to stay focused and productive, and ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important or urgent. Prioritizing your tasks is an essential part of staying productive and organized. It will help you to stay focused and productive, and ensure that you are not wasting time on tasks that are not as important or urgent. By prioritizing your tasks, you will be able to get more done in less time, and be able to focus on the most important and urgent tasks first. Main idea number 11. Setting deadlines for yourself is an important part of staying productive and getting things done. It helps to keep you focused and motivated, and ensures that you are making progress towards your goals. Deadlines also help to keep you accountable, as they provide a tangible measure of your progress. When you set a deadline for yourself, make sure that it is realistic and achievable. This will help to ensure that you are able to meet it, and will also help to keep you motivated. Additionally, make sure to review your deadlines regularly to ensure that you are still on track. When setting deadlines, it is important to be realistic and to factor in any potential obstacles that may arise. This will help to ensure that you are able to meet your deadlines and will also help to keep you motivated. Additionally, make sure to review your deadlines regularly to ensure that you are still on track. Finally, it is important to remember that deadlines are not set in stone. If you find that you are unable to meet a deadline, it is important to adjust it accordingly. This will help to ensure that you are able to stay on track and make progress towards your goals. Main idea number 12. Taking regular breaks is an important part of staying productive and motivated. When you take a break, it gives your mind and body a chance to recharge and refocus. This can help you to stay on task and be more productive. Taking breaks can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, which can lead to better mental and physical health. When taking a break, it is important to make sure that it is a true break. This means that you should avoid checking emails, social media, or other work-related tasks. Instead, take a few minutes to do something that you enjoy, such as reading a book, going for a walk, or listening to music. This will help you to relax and refocus your energy. It is also important to make sure that you are taking breaks at regular intervals. This will help to ensure that you are not overworking yourself and that you are taking the time to recharge. Taking regular breaks can help to improve your productivity and motivation, as well as your overall well-being. Main idea number 13. Tracking your progress is an important part of staying on track and achieving your goals. It allows you to measure your progress and make adjustments to your plans as needed. By tracking your progress, you can identify areas where you need to focus more effort and areas where you can relax a bit. This will help you stay motivated and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. When tracking your progress, it is important to be realistic and honest with yourself. Set realistic goals and track your progress against them. If you find that you are not making the progress you had hoped for, take a step back and reassess your plans. Make adjustments as needed and continue to track your progress. This will help you stay on track and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. Tracking your progress is also a great way to stay motivated. Seeing your progress can be a great source of motivation and can help you stay focused on your goals. It can also help you identify areas where you need to focus more effort and areas where you can relax a bit. By tracking your progress, you can ensure that you are making progress towards your goals and stay motivated to keep going. Main idea number 14. Celebrating your successes is an important part of staying motivated and focused. When you accomplish something, take the time to recognize and reward yourself for a job well done. This could be something as simple as taking a break to enjoy a cup of coffee or a more elaborate reward such as a night out with friends. Whatever it is, make sure to take the time to appreciate your hard work and the progress you have made. This will help to keep you motivated and focused on the task at hand. In addition to celebrating your successes, it is also important to take the time to reflect on what you have accomplished. Reflecting on your successes can help you to identify areas where you can improve and also help you to stay focused on your goals. Taking the time to recognize and reward yourself for a job well done will help to keep you motivated and focused on the task at hand. Main idea number 15. Asking for help is an important part of getting things done. It can be difficult to admit that you need help, but it is essential to recognize when you are overwhelmed and need assistance. Delegating tasks to others can help you to stay on track and make sure that everything gets done. It is important to remember that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but rather a sign of strength. It takes courage to recognize when you need assistance and to reach out to others for help. When asking for help, it is important to be specific about what you need. Make sure to explain the task clearly and provide any necessary information or resources. It is also important to be respectful and appreciative of the help that you receive. Showing gratitude for the assistance of others will help to foster positive relationships and ensure that people are willing to help you in the future. Asking for help is an important part of getting things done. It can help you to stay organized and on track, and it can also help to build strong relationships with others. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help when you need it. Main idea number 16. Staying flexible is an important part of staying productive. When you have a plan in place, it can be easy to become rigid and inflexible in your approach. However, it is important to remember that life is unpredictable and things don't always go according to plan. It is important to stay flexible and be willing to adjust your plans as needed. This could mean changing the order of tasks, taking a different approach to a problem, or even scrapping the plan altogether and starting from scratch. By staying flexible, you can ensure that you are able to adapt to any changes that come your way and remain productive. Staying flexible also means being open to new ideas and approaches. It is important to be willing to try new things and experiment with different methods. This can help you to find new and innovative ways of getting things done. It can also help you to stay motivated and engaged in your work. By staying flexible, you can ensure that you are able to stay productive and make the most of your time. Main idea number 17. Managing your stress levels is essential for productivity and overall well-being. Taking time to relax and recharge can help you stay focused and productive. When you are feeling overwhelmed, take a few moments to step away from the task at hand and take a few deep breaths. This will help you to clear your mind and refocus. Additionally, it is important to take breaks throughout the day to give yourself a chance to relax and recharge. Taking a walk, listening to music, or doing some light stretching can help you to reduce stress and increase productivity. It is also important to practice self-care and make sure you are getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. All of these activities can help to reduce stress and improve your overall well-being. Additionally, it is important to practice mindfulness and be aware of your thoughts and feelings. Taking time to reflect on your thoughts and feelings can help you to identify any areas of stress and take steps to manage them. Managing your stress levels is essential for productivity and overall well-being. Taking time to relax and recharge can help you to stay focused and productive. By taking breaks throughout the day, practicing self-care, and being mindful of your thoughts and feelings, you can reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number 18. Staying positive is an important part of staying productive. It can be easy to get overwhelmed by the amount of tasks that need to be done, but it is important to focus on the tasks that you can control. When you focus on the tasks that you can control, you can stay positive and motivated to get things done. It is also important to remember that even if you don't get everything done, you can still be proud of the progress you have made. When you stay positive, you can also stay focused on the task at hand. It can be easy to get distracted by the things that you can't control, but it is important to stay focused on the tasks that you can control. This will help you stay productive and get things done. Additionally, staying positive can help you stay motivated and energized to keep going. Finally, staying positive can help you stay organized. When you stay positive, you can stay organized and prioritize the tasks that need to be done. This will help you stay productive and get things done in a timely manner. Staying positive can also help you stay focused and motivated to keep going. Main idea number 19. Learning from mistakes is an essential part of personal growth and development. It is important to recognize when you have made a mistake and to take the time to reflect on what went wrong and how you can do better in the future. By taking the time to analyze your mistakes, you can gain valuable insight into yourself and your behavior, and use this knowledge to make better decisions in the future. Additionally, learning from mistakes can help you to become more resilient and better equipped to handle difficult situations. When you make a mistake, it is important to take responsibility for it and to accept the consequences. This can be difficult, but it is essential for personal growth. Once you have accepted responsibility, you can then take the time to reflect on what went wrong and how you can do better in the future. This reflection can help you to identify patterns in your behavior and to develop strategies for avoiding similar mistakes in the future. Finally, it is important to remember that mistakes are a part of life and that everyone makes them. It is important to be kind to yourself and to recognize that mistakes are a part of the learning process. By learning from your mistakes, you can become a better person and achieve greater success in the future. Main idea number 20. Reflecting and reviewing your progress and plans regularly is an important part of staying focused and motivated. It helps to keep you on track and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. Taking the time to reflect on your progress and review your plans can help you to identify areas where you need to make adjustments or changes. It can also help you to stay motivated and inspired to keep going. Regularly reflecting and reviewing your progress and plans can help you to stay focused and motivated and ensure that you are making progress towards your goals. David Allen's book, Getting Things Done: The Art of Stress-Free Productivity, provides a comprehensive guide to staying organized and productive. He suggests that taking the time to reflect and review your progress and plans regularly is an important part of staying focused and motivated. He recommends that you take the time to reflect on your progress and review your plans to identify areas where you need to make adjustments or changes. He also suggests that regularly reflecting and reviewing your progress and plans can help you to stay motivated and inspired to keep going. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.